This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah, walhamdulillah, wassalatu wassalamu ala rasulillah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, my dear brothers and sisters, and welcome to a new episode of In the Light of the Sahaba. And with us today, inshallah ta'ala, in this episode is the great companion Uthman ibn Affan radiallahu anhu, who is an illustrious life, subhanallah, a blessed life. We of course cannot talk about the whole of his life, but what we will do is, inshallah ta'ala, is choose one incident which shows the great standing and the great blessings that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave to this great companion. And companion whom is known as Dhun Nurain, the possessor of the two lights. Because as we know that Uthman radiallahu anhu, on different occasions, that he married two daughters of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and the Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam said that if I had a third daughter, I would have married her to you. As we know that both Ruqayya and Kulthum radiallahu anhuma, they both passed away during the life of Uthman radiallahu anhu. Now, as we all know, brothers and sisters, before we get into the story, one of the most important actions that we should try to focus on in our lives are those actions that will continue after we pass away, subhanallah. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam told us in the sound hadith that all the deeds of the sons and daughters of Ibn Adam, they will come to an end when they pass away, except for three. The first one is a sadaqatun jariyah, and that is a continuous charity. The second one is a knowledge that people will benefit from. And thirdly is a pious child that will make dua for them. But it is the continuous charity that I want to focus on, inshallah ta'ala. Now, there are many ways for us to instill or set up a continuous charity, in that, subhanallah, when you pass away and you are buried, your account, inshallah ta'ala, will still be filled with good deeds. That what you have set up. And this is one of the most beneficial and the best things that you can do for any beloved ones who have passed away, that you can set up a charity in their name, and inshaAllah ta'ala, they will receive a great reward on Yawm al-Qiyamah for the good deeds thing or the good practice that you set up for them. Now, there was a time during the life of the Prophet alayhi salam, during the Madani period, that there was some sort of what you might say a drought. And the existence of fresh water in Medina was not like Mecca. Mecca, of course, had the well of Zamzam, and mashallah, water was readily available. However, in Medina, it was not quite the same, and there were very few wells. In fact, the very best well was owned by an individual who used to charge extortionate amounts of money to use the water. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Whoever purchases Bi'r Ruma, the well of Ruma," which is the name, of course, it was known by, inshallah ta'ala, will have a great reward, will have a place in the paradise. Uthman radiallahu anhu saw this as a golden opportunity to look for some khair, to look for some good. And as, of course, as Muslims, we take those golden opportunities as well. We don't let them pass us by. So Uthman radiallahu anhu, he went to the owner of the well and he said to him, "Allow me to purchase this well." The individual knew very well that the people had a great need for this well, and he made lots of profit by selling the water. He said, "I will not sell the well to you." So Uthman radiallahu anhu, he offered a very high price, maybe four times the worth of that particular well. However, the individual, he refused. Uthman radiallahu anhu was a very smart tajir. He was a very smart businessman. So he said, "Allow me to purchase a 50% share in the well." The man, he thought about it, and because it was such a high price, he agreed. So now, alhamdulillah, Uthman ibn Affan radiallahu anhu, he now owned a 50% share in the well. So how does one share a well? The agreement was that one day would be for Uthman ibn Affan radiallahu anhu, he could use the well as he wished. And then the day after that, the other owner could use the well as he wished. And that they would take alternate days sharing the water. Uthman radiallahu anhu agreed immediately that whoever wanted water from the well on his day, they could have it for absolutely no price at all. It would be free. Subhanallah. What a great deed that Uthman radiallahu anhu did at that time. Unfortunately, the individual who owned the other share, on his day, nobody purchased any water. On the day of Uthman, people would take double the amount of water, and on the next day, there would be no customers for the individual. Now, it was not the intention of Uthman radiallahu anhu to harm the individual in any way, but rather Uthman radiallahu anhu weighed up things and he said that I want to benefit the masses because there was a drought and I want people to have access to the water. So after a while, the individual became helpless and said, I will sell my share of the well to you, but only for a very, very high price. So Uthman radiallahu anhu agreed to the price and he purchased the full share of the well and then dedicated it for free use for anyone who wanted to use it, subhanAllah. Now did Uthman radiallahu anhu, did he know or did he think what this would become? For sure he did not. After a short while, one of the companions said, Oh Uthman, allow me to purchase this well from you. He said, I will not sell it. Again, people wanted to buy the well from Uthman, knowing the promise that the Prophet ﷺ had given for those who had purchased the well and gave it to the people. However, Uthman radiallahu anhu, he refused to sell the well. And he gave it as an endowment, as a waqf in Arabic, as a free use for all of the Muslims. Now, after the death of Uthman radiallahu anhu, alhamdulillah, the well, it still had water and people were still benefiting from it. It was sweet, pure water. The khulafa, or the leaders of the Muslims at the times, especially the Umayyads, they began to preserve the well. So the land that was around the well was sectioned off. And then some date trees, they were planted around the area. And the well that was used, or the water from the well that was used to irrigate the date trees, these date trees were then given as a charity, subhanAllah. Then when these dates were sold, more land was purchased. So this one action of purchasing the well led to the ownership now of, alhamdulillah, a large section of land around the well. And alhamdulillah, people then wanted to make sure that the benefits still remained for Uthman as a continuous charity. So a vast date plantation was actually built. Until now, subhanAllah, until our day now, this date plant, this well is still in use, subhanAllah. But how it has been set up is as follows. A bank account was actually set up. And until this day now, there is a bank account in Saudi Arabia, okay? There is a bank account in the name of Uthman ibn Affan, the endowments of Uthman ibn Affan radiallahu anhu. And any of the profits that were made by selling the dates, it goes back into this bank account. Now this bank account is then looked at every year and all the money that is made goes to two things. One half of it goes to looking after the poor, the needy and the widows of Al-Madina, subhanAllah. And the other half, after a particular amount of time, after a good amount of money was made, a piece of land was purchased right next to Masjid al-Nabawi and a hotel was built in the name of Uthman ibn Affan radiallahu an. And any profits made from the land and the hotel goes back into the pot. It goes back into the account of Uthman ibn Affan and again is distributed amongst the poor people. Did Uthman radiallahu anhu think that this purchase of this one well would then expand and blossom into the purchase of this date plantation and a hotel and all the profits would go back to looking after the poor, the needy, the widows and many other people who are in need in the Medina of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? He did not think that. But a person who has a sincere intention, a person who has sincerity towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah jalla wa ala can increase that deed, increase that reward to something that we would never imagine. For this reason, we remember the statement of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, لَا تَحْقِرَنَّ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ شَيْئًا, that do not belittle any form of good that a person may do. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can increase that good beyond our imagination. My dear brothers and sisters, an opportunity that comes our way to set up a continuous charity for ourselves or for our beloved ones is something that we should all aspire and work to do. When we are in our graves, subhanAllah, we will be in need of good deeds. When we face Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the Yawm al-Qiyamah, we will be in need of so many more deeds that maybe I'm short of. So setting up something like this will be of great benefit to us, inshallah ta'ala, and a benefit to our beloved ones. This is a deen, a religion of such blessings and mercy. And the fact that one individual may do one small action that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can place blessings in that, and on Yawm al-Qiyamah when you meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you meet Allah Azza wa Jal with mountains of reward. It is very important for us, number one, to remain sincere and to work on this important issue of sadaqatun jariyah, of setting up a good charity, a continuous charity. If it comes in the form of purchasing land, a well, or buying and setting up trees or a date plantation, whatever that is, if a person does something for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah Azza wa Jal will increase something beyond our imagination. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He allows us to understand the importance of setting up a sadaqatun jariyah, a continuous charity. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He allows us to benefit from the stories of the great companions. This is just one example, Uthman radiallahu anhu. There are many other companions who did small deeds, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allowed them to become so much greater and bigger than they ever thought. The study of the lives of the companions, my dear brothers and sisters, is extremely important. Not only because we want to raise our iman, but we want to implement their actions in our lives. Because where did they get their guidance from? They got it from our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he is our qudwa, and he is our guide, and the one whom ultimately we truly follow. So the one who follows Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Qur'an, and what he commands us and prohibits from, and likewise following the sunnah of the Prophet alayhi wa sallam, will be successful in this life and also in the hereafter. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept from us all. Allahumma ameen. Barakallahu feekum. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh.